listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
For the University of Michigan News Service, I'm Nicole Cassell-Moore. In this segment, I'll talk with two professors from the School of Information about the rise of online question and answer forums like Yahoo Answers. Assistant Professor Lotta Adamek and Associate Professor Mark Ackerman recently completed a detailed study of 1 month of activity on Yahoo Answers. That website is by far the largest English language Q&A website. Let's start with a little history, Professor Ackerman. How long have online question and answer forums been around, and how have they evolved to the point where Yahoo Answers has more than 23 million resolved questions?
Well, Q&A sites have actually been around for a really long time, probably as long as the Internet. So back in the beginning parts of the Internet, there were the Usenet news groups and things like that, which actually carried a lot of questions and answers. There have also been bulletin boards over the years and other kinds of web forums. What's really interesting and unique now is the fact that we're starting to see web forums with over a million users. We're seeing real differences in scale, so I think it's becoming kind of a mass phenomenon at this point.
The information people are looking for on these sites, is it available elsewhere on the web? How do people use Q&A forums differently from how they might use a search engine?
People tend to use question answer forums precisely for the kinds of questions that would be difficult to pose as a query to a search engine. For example, someone might ask, who sings the rap song with the lyrics, "Don't Hold Back Repeating"? Now, that might be hard to enter into a search engine, but for sure there's someone on Yahoo Answers who will immediately know who sings that song. Another aspect is that people are sometimes just asking for common sense expertise on questions that don't really get written up. So one question was, what will happen if I leave the racks in my gas oven while using the cleaning cycle? Now, this isn't something that the manufacturer is really going to say, but probably lots of people have done by accident or maybe intentionally and can answer that kind of question.
Do you have any indication as to what types of people are frequenting Q&A sites?
Well, it's pretty much everyone. So there are a lot of really technical sites for programming or electrical wiring or plumbing, and those tend to get a range of people, from people all the way with large expertise to real novices. Things like Yahoo Answers are largely people with fairly interesting but beginning questions.
Can you talk about the effects that sites like Yahoo Answers are having on how we interact with the web and how we interact with each other?
In a way, question answer sites have made the web a bit more human. So when someone asks how they could get over their fear of bees and wasps, they're not just asking for factual information, although people will supply advice such as, you know, don't try and swat them. But many will also answer that they've had similar experiences and that they can sympathize with the fear and so on. So really it's allowing a level of interaction that's beyond just gaining information.
What are the next questions researchers will be asking about online question and answer forums?
Well, we'd like to know a lot more about the social dynamics that go on the sites, how people become experts and gain expertise. We'd like to learn how people learn together to become experts and basically get more community knowledge.
What do you see as the future of online question and answer forums?
We think the forum is fairly mature, that the kinds of sites that we see are probably not likely to change. What will change is that there'll be continuous innovation in the reuse of the information and other kinds of use of the information. And I think we're starting to see a real ecology of these kinds of sites pop up where people ask questions on one site or another depending on the kind of question and the level of question.
I've been talking with Assistant Professor Lotta Adamek and Associate Professor Mark Ackerman, professors in the School of Information and the Department of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science. For the University of Michigan News Service and the College of Engineering, I'm Nicole Cassell-Moore.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.